You can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back, and we're talking about the Social Security number and citizen of the United States. Why do I have to have one? What's the purpose of it? What's the source of it, which I'm going to get into here this hour? This is mind-blowing. And I'll give you the cases. Read it yourself. I love when these guys confess to their sin. They tell us what they're doing. We're just not listening. We have a caller. Neil, Kentucky. What's your question or comment on our subject?
Yes, Rob. Neil, Kentucky. As always, you're doing an excellent program. Couple of questions. Let's assume you're going to go out and try to apply for a job somewhere. And one of the things the human resource manager does, it gives you a, like, I think it's called a W-4, and you have to put that Social Security number down. And I think you have to say you're a citizen of the United States. Do you know of any way of getting around that?
Okay, well, what you want to do there, W-4s, I modify them. I change them. I just change a word. Couple words on the W-4, and you mark exempt on the W-4. This is how they get us into the system, because you agree to have it taken out, and then it's called a return. How can I have a return if I didn't agree to have something taken out to begin with? And the return is what you go to jail for. I need your signature because I want my money back because you stole it from me. No, wait a minute. No, I signed up for it. What the hell kind of logic is that? This is totally illogical. Oh, yeah. I signed up for this, quote, type of employer, not a common law employer. There is a difference. But the case just said, well, we'll kind of wink, wink. There is, you have to do the W-4. You modify it. I modify their forms. I've got, there's two ways to do it, through Acrobat DC. Or another one, I forget what it is, and I have a friend, John, has that. The government makes some of these forms that you can't modify the other way and make them look good. They don't catch it. So you put it in, And there's my record, okay? Now, which I'm going to get to before right. the hour is over, the purpose of getting your status right, you have to know who in the hell you are. And you have to put it into the public record. And under the public record, certified copies under Evidence Rule 901 number to become self-authenticating. We have to learn to live in Babylon and screw those bastards. Then I modify the voter registrations to be a citizen of Kentucky and have a domicile, sign it under the penalties of perjury, and get it taken by them and get a copy, get it initialed. Okay, now I have voted for the Republic. I want to be an inalienable rights creator. I don't want to be the fictional citizens of the United States under the principalities of evil.
And okay, right along follow, that same line,
follow my logic?
Oh, yes. I guess if someone sent you an email to get that particular information, they can acquire it.
And it's $150 now. It might go up to $160. I don't know. I'm at another page or two here. To get it done in Alaska, a lot of states won't do it. And you get it put into the public record. And then it's, which I'm going to get into this hour here, of their stuff. How do I prove I'm a citizen of the United States? Or they call it U.S. citizen. See, these guys play word games. It's U.S. citizen. It's actually in the Internal Revenue Code. They go around it, but why don't they say citizen of the United States? And this is the thing which I'm going to get into this hour of how that's why it's so important to put the public, your evidence of who you are in this world, in Babylon. Then
all
you
right,
have to
great.
Change
Would
your voter registration
said?
To vote for the Republic. Say, I want to vote for the inalienable rights of the Creator. I don't want to be this fictional guy over here.
Right.
Okay.
With that being said, I'll get off the line and let you continue on. And thank you. It's a great show as always.
Great. Well, thanks for asking. Well, people ask questions. You don't learn anything if you don't understand. That's why I'm here. Because I'm covering a lot of territory today. I'm trying to give a overview of this nonsense with something that people can read. They tell us what they're doing, but it takes. I've been doing this a long time to get all these different pieces to put them together, and finally they do. It's all about private law. It's all about becoming a fiction. It's all about saying, I am denying my inalienable rights, my creator. I want nothing to do with that damn creator in Christ. To hell with those folks. I want to have the devil, which is the father of all liars. I want him. Yay! Well, great. Go for it. Not me. So this thing, this Social Security number, is to become a benefit. Let's just sum up what we did last hour. If I become a citizen of the United States for a benefit, I have no right to any remedy in the court. I have no right to any remedy if whoever gives me the benefit says so, the grant. Or it may be an administrative remedy, and even if the administrative remedy is wrong, I'm still screwed. Because I signed up for it. It's called an implied in law contract. I want a benefit. The other side is bound to do nothing. What are implied in law contracts? 10-Form 1040 is one of them. A mortgage is another one. A credit card is another one. I want to use the credit of the bank for a mortgage. So I signed up. The bank takes my signature, its credit, sells it to somebody else for 4 or 5 points off to another bank, and turns my implied in law contract, my signature, the bank's credit, to another bank and makes money. That's how money is generated. Credit cards. I sign up. I want to use American Express's credit with my signature. They're not bound to do anything except compound on me. I want to use their credit. Okay, so where can we trace back some of this? Are the Jews involved in this? Yipper! This is out of the Georgetown Law Journal, 1983. And the site is called 71geo.l.j.1179. 71 GEO period L period J period 1179. Whether it's on the internet, I have no idea. I got it out of Westlaw. How do I know about this? Because old Ralphie here, boy, I got signed up in a commercial security agreement, and I challenged the bank because I couldn't get the original document back on a motor vehicle loan that I paid off, and the banker told me to go to hell. Next thing I know, about $115,000 in the commercial security agreement called a Jewish shatar. Everything is due and payable. I had all the payments up. I just wanted the original. And I got to reading that thing. When you sign these things, if whoever grants you this benefit, it says right in there, if they feel like they're in jeopardy or you're a problem for them, they can call it due. You can make all the payments. They just say, oh, you shouldn't ask those questions. Shut the hell up, Ralph. And that's what they did. And I only survived because somebody that gave me on the handshake, $110,000 or $115,000, whatever it was in cash. That's another long story, but I don't want to spend time doing it. But anyway, I come real close to losing everything I had by signing up a Jewish shatar. They're called implied in law contracts. People go to jail every day, all across America, for implied in law. I want a benefit. I am a citizen of the United States, and by damn, I'm going to stand on my rights. What rights? You have none. You have no inalienable rights. So where does this thing come from? This is out of the Georgetown Law Journal, 1983. Several elements of historical legal practice have been integrated into the English legal system. Notable among these is the written credit agreement. Shatar, it's S-H-E-T-A-R, or star, S-T-A-R-R, so it's S-H-E-T-A-R, as it appears in English documents. The basis of the shatar, or Jewish gage, it's G-A-G-E, was a lien on all property, including realty, that had been traced to a source of the modern mortgage. Under the Jewish law, the shatar permitted a creditor to proceed against all goods and land of the defaulting debtor. We're going to get to how that works, and it's just a little farther down. It throws light on what we're doing, dealing with today. In contrast, the obligation of knight service under the Anglo-Norman law barred a land transfer that would have imposed a new tenant, i.e. a different knight owing service, upon the lord. Forbade the attachment of land in satisfaction of a debt. It goes on down here. This was a weapon of social economic change that tore the fabric of feudal society and established the power of liquid wealth in place of land holding. The Crusades of the 12th century open an era of change in the feudal England. To obtain funds from Jews, nobles offered their land as collateral. They could take security interest of substantial money value. Oh, does this sound like this interesting here? The Jews in Norman England had a specified legal status. They alone could lend money at interest. They were owned by the king, and their property was his property. The king suffered their presence only so long as they served his interests primarily as a source of liquid capital. The Jews operated within the framework of their own legal practice, which is based upon the Talmudic law developed over centuries of status. The law of the shatar, developed and elaborated by 500 A.D. in the Babylonian Talmud. The first book is Mishnah. Mishnah. Go see the movie, Marching to Zion. The Babylonian Talmud. What is it? They rely upon the teachings of the rabbi, and to the hell with the Bible. oh, they have the first five books, but they don't use it. It's based on the teachings of the rabbi. That's the Babylonian Talmud. Go look at Marching to Zion. Look at it. Read it. Check it out. The first book is called Mishnah. At the moment that a debtor acknowledged his indebtedness through a shatar, a general lien was established encumbering all the debtor's property as security for the ultimate repayment. Because of the severe obligations imposed by the shatar, the contents of the instrument followed a standard form designed to ensure authenticity and procedure. And precision. But here's a real killer. The crucial limitation on debt collection under the Jewish law was that a creditor had a lien against the debtor's land, not against the debtor's person. Personal freedom was not to be diminished by a debt obligation, and a creditor could not enslave one who was unable to repay him. The origin of this practice was the biblical protection of the dignity of debtors, as embodied an injunction not to enter the debtor's home to receive a pledge, but rather to wait outside for the debtor to bring it out. It's against the property, not against you and me. That's called NREM, I-N space R-E-M. So when they take our property, they're not, they bypassed us. We put the property up. It's an NREM. We're fighting the wrong battle. We don't even understand. How would we understand that? It's not against me. I put the property up, but they're coming after the property. So the case foreclosure is against the property, NREM actions. Really? I didn't explain all that to me. Maybe they did to you, but I don't know what it's all about. So now we get back to, with that said, so the good old Jewish shatar out of the, by 500 AD, the mortgage, the Form 1040. Everything you do. I get, quote, benefits from the state because I'm over 65. I signed up as a citizen of the United States. There are some things I do under the law of necessity. How do I get around it to make me feel better? What's my signature? I print my name in all caps. No initial with a K, just like they do. When they send me stuff in the mail, the IRS. I'll play your silly ass game. It's not my signature, and I can testify. It's not my signature. You wanted something there? Okay, we doing it. Get it on. So, I went down to looking in this, and how do I prove I'm a citizen of United States, or U.S. citizen, United States citizen, lowercase c? Why don't they use citizen of the United States? Because, see, I want a benefit. It says right here, the only reason, this is 20 CFR 422.104. This is under A. And it says right here, under 3, there's little I and 1 and then 2. If I want a benefit from the feds, a federal funded benefit, or I want a state to get benefits. That's it. So we know, we've already established, the Supreme Court has held, so the bottom line is the purpose for a Social Security number is to get a benefit. And if I signed up for that benefit, I have no remedy in the court. I can have an administrative remedy. I can get a remedy that is totally, that when my mind is not justice, and I'm screwed. Or they can deny me all remedy. It's a benefit. This is how they can get all the states hooked. Because they give them funds. And they get them to legislate as citizens of the United States, which is private law. And private law can't be done for what it's doing because it discriminates against different types of people. It's not a general law. They call it public law, but a public law cannot, you can have a public law but not be a general law. But this is private law. It is for a class of people. And they're not people, a class of things, a class of idiots, us, that have been forced to live in Babylon and sign up if you want to get a job. Oh, I got to be a citizen of the United States. And I got to have a Social Security number.
14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests.
I'm hearing some talking. Are we on break or... I didn't hear any music. Well, let me know when I get back then.
Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, we're back here, and I wasn't looking. I saw Richard, New Hampshire. What in the world is going on in New Hampshire, Richard?
It's almost 80 out here. Believe it or not.
Anyways,
I got a couple things. First of all, you know, the government tells us on a 1040 what it's for, Ralph. It's called a 1040 individual income tax form.
Right.
You never mention individual.
Yeah, but that's what it's labeled. And an individual is a citizen of the United States or an alien.
There you go. I mean, they tell us. They tell us right on the form who it's for. Not for
right.
You and me.
Right.
But the other thing, too, I wanted people to understand, all right? And I talked to this woman in Colorado that, you know, you told me I could talk to. She wanted to talk to me. And every form, every government form, what people don't understand, they must have a reference number, right? They have an OMB number, but then they have to have a reference number, Ralph, right? And on the 1040 form, the reference number for that is 2555. And if you contact the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, and you ask for that reference number, which we got years and years ago, it's for Americans who are working overseas earning foreign earned income. It has nothing to do with you and me. It's for people overseas earning foreign earned income.
That's just hard to believe, Richard. Would they be lying
yes,
to us?
I'm telling you, I believe them. I believe when they tell me it's for Americans who are working overseas earning foreign earned income. I believe them. Why wouldn't
right.
I? They're telling me the truth, right? Yeah. But the other thing I want, the other thing, Ralph, I want to let a lot of people understand, I had a couple of people call me, you know, and they told me that the IRA did try to collect money under statute 6601, right? And I'm sure there's a lot of other people who are listening here who have had letters from these clowns saying that they owe money under 6601. Well, 6601, people, falls under Title 27, right? And it's Subtitle E taxes only, and it's for alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. That's what they're trying to collect money on now, Ralph, right?
Wow.
Now, the other thing,
You've been brewing that wine again?
No, I'm not drinking any wine.
I was just checking.
I can't see straight, so I can't drink. But anyways, the other thing too is, all
right?
There's also there's a Title 18 statute 499, right? If you want to check this one out, right? With the, when you get a letter like this, right? What the IRS is doing is they're working outside the bounds of their red pocket commission. All these letters that you get from the IRS, these are all people who are administrative. It's not they do not fall under E, which is for CID, right? Mm-hmm. But in July 2nd, Ralph, 1972, that's when Congress established, right, the BATF. And what they did, what Congress did, Ralph, the same day, and all you listeners out there, they stripped the IRS of all of its enforcement powers. They have no authority even to write to you, call you, come to your house, or come to your place of business. That was all taken away from them on July 2nd, 1972. And if you get anything like 6601, they have no authority for Subtitle E taxes whatsoever. It would be fall under the BATF, Ralph.
You know, I've got that in the Federal Register, and thanks for reminding me. I saw that where they taken it away, and they never gave it back.
They never gave it back to them. And I remind them. I remind them all the time, right? And the other thing, too, is, though, getting back to the Social Security, right? Title 42, people, has never been passed into positive law. It's voluntary, 100% voluntary. And not only that, but under, if you go to Statute 407 in Title 42, the IRS, they cannot take any money from you. They can't take your Social Security. They can't take anything from you. What they do, Ralph, is they come under Statute 207, and what this falls under is under 6331 of Title 26. This is how they try and come after your money. You know, it's only 207 is only for government employees, which would mean either the IRS or any other government employee. But what they do is they try and associate 207 with you and me and all the other people out there who are listening. You've got to be careful. They cannot.
Yeah, hold on just a minute. We'll finish your thought here. We've got to go to break. Back in a minute.
Okay, Ralph.
Just hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, we're back here. Are you still there, Richard?
I'm still here, Ralph.
Are you putting out the truth? Oh, damn, I hate that on this program. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I've had too much coffee.
I'm raising my right arm here. Can you see me?
Yeah.
But anyway, like I said, I mean, yeah, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take people's money under, Title 42, Statute 207, which only applies to government employees. But the last thing what I did, I had someone get you got him out and changed his status, and he got a letter about I think it was October 2nd. He got an October 2nd, get a letter from those clowns, and they and even though he's out of the system, right, they want him to fill out a form 12153. That's his, that way he can get a CDP hearing. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute here, right? Isn't that for U.S. citizens only, right?
Right.
So I did up a letter for him and stuff like that, and I sent it in. And basically what I did is, they keep switching them around. I mean, I'm not exaggerating here. I've already filled out, with people, about 102 affidavits, right? I'm not making that up, Ralph. This is God's honest truth. And basically what it is, right, I put in there because what it is, you have an employee. They have to put it in. They have to put this letter in stuff into the computer, right? And the only way they can really send it out is that that letter has to be signed off by the supervisor, and that's on the 6751B, right? And that was just put into law about maybe 8 years ago, right? And they have to sign off on it. And none of these letters are ever signed off on. They don't sign off on anything, Ralph. They don't put their name to anything. They never swear that anything is true and correct.
Absolutely, I wouldn't either because it's not. They don't have to. We're asking for a benefit. They can do anything they want. That's why their Internal Revenue Manual is nonsense. Courts have said they don't have to abide by it. All their instructions, we don't have to abide by it. Well, what do you put all that stuff out there for? It's a ruse.
Of course it is. And every letter every letter you get from them is mail fraud.
Well, this is why I have, and it's helped a lot of people, including me. What's really pissed me off, they got around and didn't renew their IRS lien because I wanted to go against those SOBs. But as soon as I changed my status of voting and my public record, then all of a sudden they quit taking 15% out. Will it work for everybody? No, maybe not. But we have to let them know. But now, which I'm going to close out here, is why my status and stuff is anybody that I'm going to, wants my assistance, is going to have a status change and a voter thing change.
I sent somebody to you there just, I think it was Friday. I don't know if he contacted you yet. But anyways, he owes $500,000. I told him, I said, you don't owe anything. But anyways, I told him, I said, look, I says, you know, contact Ralph. I says, talk to him. You have to change your status. But the other thing, too, what a lot of people don't realize, under 6321, notice a lien, right? It starts off, it says, if any person neglects or fails to pay after 10 days. Ooh, I said, ooh, wait a minute, back up. Ooh, person, right?
Yep.
7701A1, right?
Yep.
The term, person, means individual. Ooh, wait a minute now. Individual here, right? This means U.S. citizen. Well,
yep.
I'm not a U.S. citizen
anymore.
Oh, not U.S.
citizen, citizen of the United States, right. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, a citizen of the United States. So,
right.
I mean, it all comes back to individual.
It is. It's got to be our status because we think of an individual just like when I say dog, I think dog. I don't think of my dang cat.
Yeah.
Because they use the word means. They've changed the words to something that have nothing to do with what we think it means.
Well, there's a great court case, Jimenez versus the City of Oakland. And the judge told the City of Oakland, you can't use terms in my court. You have to talk in the vernacular. Check out that case. Jimenez versus the City of Oakland.
If they don't talk terms, they have nothing to hold. The whole thing shuts down.
There you go, but the at least this judge here told him you can't talk in terms. You have to talk in a vernacular. All right, I'll let you go in case somebody else wants to talk to you.
They allow all of these term definitions in there, and nobody objects to anything.
That's right. All right, Ralph, you have a great night.
Okay. So anyway, I didn't know about this. Like I say, this sent me over this, and this was, and so then I looked up the... the reason why I had a naturalization document, and people that are naturalized, which like in 14 Stat 27, 1866, they gave the blacks the same rights as white citizens, put it into the 14th, and then 2 years later they said, oh, by the way, we had an epiphany. Y'all can do naturalization like all them white folk. Whoa! Well, it took them 4 years to figure that one out, right? Isn't that amazing? What a bunch of... Anyways, so I took a naturalization document, and I said, if this is working good to establish what? It establishes after 5 years, and you're sworn in, you are a citizen, lowercase c, of the United States of America. Not a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States of America. Whoa! Well, by damn, you have given me the blueprint here. I got all the stuff about my age and all this stuff, and you got to have a picture. I didn't know about this here. This is under 20 CFR 422.107. This is 20 CFR 422.107. to obtain an original Social Security number, you must submit convincing evidence of your age, U.S. citizenship, and true identity, as described through B through E. Okie dokie. Age, you got to have a birth certificate or something. E, evidence of identity, you can have a driver's license. Imagine, I go in there and sign up myself. Hey, okay, I am what I say I am. Really, you believe me? Okay, well, a school record, a medical record, a marriage record, a passport. All these things I've already signed up saying, yeah, under the penalties of perjury, I is one. That makes me one? Okay, I signed up, I'm a dog. Okie dokie. You betcha. Your age, you got to have here under this evidence of identity. Your age, date of birth, or parent's name. Well, on the naturalization of the document, it's got your age, your date of birth. Two, number two, your photograph or physical description. Put both in, just like the naturalization document. And a birth record is not enough because it doesn't have your picture, obviously. They say I was born March 5th, 1942. If I was there, I don't remember. I don't know. I don't have any evidence of that. Evidence of U.S. citizenship. How do I do that? A certificate of naturalization is one. Okie dokie. I took your form. It's got all these things to establish my identity, my date of birth, my photograph, physical description. All these things that you use, I use. And I get around and put it into the public record. Now, of course, most people have never seen a naturalization document because it's illegal to copy, photograph, or do anything. Because we don't want you to be a citizen of the United States of America. Because they call it U.S. citizen. They're lying here. Flat out lying. Because I have the documents, those redacted. I can't put those people's names out because they could get in trouble. They're liars. But this is why I used their stuff. I just modified it to tell the truth. It's got the pictures, got all this different, your identity and everything. Picture, all this stuff. And I put it in the public record. And it's self-authenticating. Okay, I am not one of your damn slaves. But I have been here under the law of necessity because there's no way we're getting out of Babylon. If you read Revelation, I guarantee you, you and me are not going to change this world. But we have to fight for it. Doesn't say surrender. We have to know who we are. I will not assist anybody with the IRS unless you have a public record change and a voter registration to vote to show that you want to be in the Republic. To have inalienable rights under the Creator. Otherwise, you're peeing in the wind. Pardon my French. Or whizzing into the tree or whatever's. And here it is right here. This is their stuff. Works for me. Photograph, date of birth, age. All this certificate of naturalization works. Just that one document. Okay, I take your stuff. And down below it says certificate of citizenship. Well, this is political status, citizenship, and allegiance. It's all in the document, just like their stuff. I just put the truth in it and put it in the public record. They're not liking this. Fine. Works for me. I love what they say, but I didn't understand. I mean, I knew what I wanted because I had deduced it out, but it's nice to see the confirmation in their thing. But next thing I looked into, this nonsense of in the Code of Federal Regulations, did Congress enact a statutory law to identify all these things? Because you see, here's another one of the things that happens all the time. They will say, oh, I give to you to make all needful rules and regulations. This is the IRS. This is the Social Slavery folks, Commissioner. All needful rules and regulations. Why can't they do that and have any application to you or me? There's a reason why that. Is there logic behind it? Because it's an unlimited power of legislation. Or citizens of the United States. The agencies, if they were to be correctly used, can only expand upon a specific identifiable thing under a statute of the United States or a statute of one of the several states. You can't just say, oh, you can just make a regulation, do anything you want. Needful rules and regulations, that's the IRS. This one's the same thing for social slavery. Is there any authority that I have found in the statutory law for all of the stuff here about the certificate of naturalization, a certificate of citizenship, U.S. citizen that they call it? No. There's no statutory authority. This is really a deep, confusing pile of nonsense. You think? But I want to sum it up in the last little bit. This whole thing about a Social Security number is only to obtain a state benefit or a federal benefit. It's called creating rights against itself. Just like you as a parent create rights against yourself to take your money and give it to somebody else if they do something. There's the same thing. If you will sign up this private law, Citizens of the United States, this stuff is private law. So I'm working up a module and all that on that now. It's all private. But we have to agree with our signature, under the penalties of perjury, true and correct, to use their private law. So, obviously, we want to figure out a way, like Esau in the Bible, don't give away your birthright. But we have to keep giving it away because in the Bible, that was a one-time thing. And it was confirmed with his dad. But up with us, we have to keep signing up for it. And in the world of the private law, there are no public officers. They're not bound by any constitution. They're not bound by any rule of law. And you can't make them do it because they never said they were going to do it. They are what they are. There are some good people in this world that are in the courts, cops, whatever. But there's a tremendous amount of them that are just under the principalities of evil. They're either possessed by demons or they're just pure evil or greed, pedophiles, just ad nauseum evil stuff. But we have to understand who we are. Who are you? And get it in the public record. And then sign up your elective franchise. There is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. Supreme Court said so many times over. So why wouldn't we believe them? It happens to be true. The citizen of the United States is only so that I can get a benefit, and I have surrendered. I am signing up. I don't want anything to do with them damn courts. I don't want anything to do with the constitutional law. I don't want nothing to do with inalienable rights. I don't want anything to do with the Creator at all. Ah, to hell with him. I want to be in the world where we have liars. Man's law. The father of all lies is the devil. John 8:34-44. The truth is not in you, these people. They do not understand my language. That's in John 8:34-44. It's just an amazing set of information there. How true today. We have to learn how to get out of Babylon as best we can under the law of necessity. But if you do not know your status, you're toast. Why do churches want everybody to be a citizen of the United States, a 401c3? Why do they want that? I go in there and give a quote $100. I didn't give $100. I get to write it off. I didn't give anything. I'm lying. Why don't these pastors and preachers want to know about this status issue? Esau, God, if they've read the Bible, they ought to understand something about Esau. Didn't work out too good for him. but they won't do anything about it. I'm shocked because I know several people that have taken it to their pastors and preachers, and they don't want to hear it. I do not understand why. I really don't. I just don't understand it. I don't get the issue. I just don't understand. I don't know what to say. I don't get it. I just don't understand why people aren't interested in the truth or to validate things. I don't know. If we can't fix it, all we can do is stand in the truth. So I'm going to go into the read out of this, the closing here, because this is so important, the status thing. If you do not know who you are, you're going nowhere. If we keep signing up for every damn thing, like in Alaska, and I have signed up even the driver's license. I scratched it out in front of the gal and put citizen of Alaska. I said, come on. She never blinked an eye. Because I end up being a citizen of the United States under voter registration in D.C. when I do that. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, I'm going to close up something else that put in here in the Skype here. Somebody gave me information and said the letter U, like in uniform, or the letter K in a circle on food is a tax. to make it kosher. The letter U or a letter K in a circle. Look and see if that's on one of your, on these cans and stuff that we buy. Isn't that amazing? So that a lot of this stuff is the Jews are making a tax on this stuff to have the rabbi bless it. Oh, ooh-ha. Okay, this is talking about 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. This was about Negroes. They were lynching them. This is, comes out of the Congressional Record of 1938, page 438, January 13th. This case was followed by others in which the principles announced in the slaughterhouse cases, that's Supreme Court, were followed to their logical conclusion in their strict accord to the terms of these amendments. They're talking about all three of them, 13, 14, 15. So far as the present argument is concerned, it is only necessary to say that the power conferred on the federal government by these amendments was held to be only the power to enforce prohibitions on state actions contained in them. These amendments, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consisted wholly of negations, prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. The language of the 14th Amendment is, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction, the equal protection of the law. The 15th Amendment, this is about vote, ordains the right of a citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States nor by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. This is the killer. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled. The power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. They can't force us to join up to be. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights. That's the citizens of the several states. But the right only to exemption from and the protection against the prohibited state action. Here's the killer. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action, that the exercise, the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is totally dormant. And without such action really being taken somewhere at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Thank you. So why are we going to be a citizen of the United States? Oh, that's right. Because I've been hoodwinked. I've been lied to by these folks. The principalities of evil, unlimited power of deception. I want a benefit. And I am willing to surrender my inalienable rights. So I have access to no court, no remedy, administrative remedy. Even if it's wrong, I am stuck. Does that start to explain how ridiculous it is with these city ordinances and all this other nonsense? Around and around the merry-go-round we go, and we get screwed. We have no idea that we signed up for it. They don't disclose it. You can't have a trial. How can you have a trial by jury when the terms are not disclosed? Nobody in that jury knows what a citizen of the United States is. This is how I used to get these misdemeanor charges when I was fighting to try to figure out how they owned a car and a driver's license. They'd all swear to be a citizen of the United States. I said, whoa, okay, we got an informed jury. What is it? Nobody knew. I said, well, hope you learned something today, found it interesting, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And watch out for the federalities. They're everywhere.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic